Signature Granite, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi, is this Amy?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Amy, this is Ruben at Cardiff. I actually was emailing you right when your email came through.
Yes, that's funny. What's going on?
John available? I mean, Tom available? I'm sorry.
He's not. His wife had a baby yesterday.
I know. I spoke to him. I spoke to him late last night. I actually just emailed him the paperwork.
Okay.
I called his cell, but it wouldn't go through. So I doubt he'll be in today.
He might for a second, and I'm actually making him a list right now that I could go over with him quickly if he comes in. So let me add this to it. He needs to do the paperwork in his email?
Correct, and I just wanted to walk him through it. I'm available all day, so he can give me a call anytime, and I can walk him through it.
Okay. Is it pretty complicated?
I can walk you through it, too. I mean, not a problem.
All right, let me pull up his email real quick. Also, I talked to Scott at Region, and the two things that we actually applied for, the saw and the touchscreen, he said the touchscreen isn't going to work how we want it to with that saw and everything, so we're not going to need that anymore. But Scott said once he has it all figured out, he'll send, like, the invoice over to you.
Okay. And I made the equipment cost based on the touchscreen.
Okay.
So what we'll do is we'll just keep the documents as is, but we can adjust the payments down once we get the finalized invoice.
Well, and the other thing is, too, that we didn't realize there's a fee for the guy to come and set up the saw, hook up the electric, and do a training session, which is $3,500. So
okay.
We can kind of use it toward that, I guess.
Yeah, I'll have to have you guys sign an addendum before funding via fax. It will just list that there's no just the saw, no touchscreen. And then it will also list, you know, the total cost. I think we should be fine financing the whole package. I don't think that would be an issue.
Okay, good. Yeah, it should end up being a little bit less. Okay, let me see. All right, so is this something that I should print out?
Yeah, if you want to print out, I can walk you through it.
Pam, can you go show these to Alan, please? There's two of them. Yeah. Okay. All right, I am on the first page then.
Perfect. Okay, let's bring this up. So, just to make sure when he's signing, and I'll walk him through it, all documents are signed the same as the signature on his driver's licenses.
Okay.
So, page one, I'm sorry, give me 1 second. That's Regent calling. Sure. Bear with me.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, sorry. He was just trying to bring that to me. So let's walk through this real quick. So page one will need to be signed by Tom where it says acceptance of agreement in the middle.
Okay.
He'll need to make sure when he signs his signature looks the same as the signature as his driver's licenses.
Okay.
Ruben, usually blue.
I'm sorry. Hang on one second.
Take it. No problem.
Sorry.
Hold on. She's going to talk to you.
Matt. Do you want to have some? Hold on. Here's Alan. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No worries. And just usually blue ink is best because sometimes black ink looks a little kind of like a copy. So he'll be signing. He'll print his name in the middle, his title being member since it's an LLC, and he'll date it. The second page, and then below it where it says his name is printed out, he'll sign and date there, okay?
Okay, so he needs to put member. He wants to use blue ink. And where it says title, put member.
Correct.
same signature as driver's license.
Correct. And he can fax or email these to me before overnighting so I can look at them.
Okay.
The next page, Schedule A, is for him to sign.
Oh, tell me one more time. I'm sorry. On the first page, he needs to sign where it says acceptance of agreement. And then what about at the bottom?
Not acceptance of agreement, but it says guarantor number one. He'll need to sign there as well.
Guarantor number one. Okay, so he needs to sign where it says acceptance of agreement, print his name, write his title, and date it, and then sign where it says guarantor number one.
Okay, and we have your correct name. It's Signature Granite Co. LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Just want to make sure that's correct. The next page, where's the Schedule A, will be signing and dating.
Okay, just sign and date.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't need him today. Okay, go ahead.
The next page, delivering acceptance receipt, you can hold on to. I think you're going to sign that once the equipment's delivered, so just hold on to that, please. The next page is... Yeah, because it's not been delivered yet, so you're not sending that over. The next page is just a verification of driver's license and identity. So he'll be signing. He'll print his name, his title being member, and date it. And he can fill in his date of birth.
Member. All right, you said, I'm sorry, print, sign, write member under title, and what else?
Date. And he can put in his date of birth there, too.
Okay. Okay.
Automatic payment authorization, the next page.
Okay.
He'll be just filling out the bank information, signing, and printing his name, title, being member, and dating it.
Bank info and sign and date.
Correct. Okay. And the next page is authorize us to pay before shipment, which is required, and
sign.
And date, correct. The check is made payable to Bank of Cardiff for 119787. The payment is 119787, so the check made payable to Bank of Cardiff is for 239574.
239574. That's a monthly payment, right?
No, that's actually the first and last payment. The monthly payment is $11.97.
Okay, so $23.95.74, check to Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
CARDIFF?
Correct.
Okay, first and last month payment. Okay. And when do we have to send that check in?
With the documents.
Okay, so when we send those. So, what? Can you give me the mailing address? Oh, I just sent it to this.
FedEx.
I just used that page. That's already on
there, it's
right?
Prepaid for you, correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. All right, I will let him know all of this if I see him today.
Perfect.
Okay, thanks, Ruben.
And I'll probably hear from him, I assume. His voicemail doesn't work on the cell, but
no,
I
doesn't.
No worries. I still have to hear from him soon.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.